All right, it's not just about football, right? What do you love? Who can recognize a commercial from just an incomprehensible soundtrack? Well, that's the little Darth Vader kid from the VW ad that aired last night during the Super Bowl. It shows the little Darth Vader trying to use the Force around the house without success until he tries it on his dad's VW. And his dad starts the VW from afar. A listener with the handle Radio Jew posts this to thetakeaway.org. I was late to the Super Bowl party last night. After the usual formalities, my first question, repeated to a person by later arrivals, was not what's the score, but have they run the VW spot with a little kid yet? We'd all seen it on YouTube, mostly on our phones, and we're waiting to see it on a 70-inch plasma screen. Commercials are an inevitable annoyance, says this listener. At least for one show a year, they're mostly watchable.
That's an interesting take.
Mark says, I felt that the VW commercial with little Darth Vader was cute. You could relate with a little child, but it could have been any other vehicle being sold. That's always
true.
The case with commercials.
That's true.
But love this. Mr. Safety from Brooklyn. Are you guys crazy? A small child standing in front of a running car dressed all in black with his vision obscured by a mask? It's my nightmare every time I pull my car out of my narrow Brooklyn driveway. No, what were they thinking? Did they run this one by the carpool moms?
Did listener in Brooklyn uses that voice? Or
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, actually. As far as, I have a lot of carpool moms in Brooklyn. So VW, there's a company we know, right?
Right.
But who's ever heard of Groupon, right? Internet companies, of course, love
like
the
coupon.
Super Bowl. Groupon, they put together deals that allow for people to get discounts at various sort of travel ventures, depending on how many other online people get on.
Restaurants or
whatever. That's right. Here's one of their commercials.
The people of Tibet are in trouble. Their very culture is in jeopardy. But they still whip up an amazing fish curry. And since 200 of us bought at Groupon.com, we're each getting $30 worth of Tibetan food for just $15 at Himalayan Restaurant in Chicago.
Well, it may be boosting the sales of Tibetan food, but some of our listeners aren't so sure.
This is Saul from White Plains. The Groupon Tibet commercial was offensive on many fronts. It was offensive to Tibetan people just because it belittled their own issues. It may also have been offensive to China to argue that Tibet is experiencing a problem. Is really a slap in the face for what the Chinese government maintains is actually a good status quo in Tibet. And for a company that aspires to be global, it's kind of scratching my head as to why Groupon would do something like this.
CNN did some reporting, and they actually spoke with a co-owner of the very Himalayan restaurant featured in the ad from Chicago. He said, when we saw it, it was an uh-oh moment, even for us. There was nothing that we could do. We were not even involved in the shoot.
Oh, boy.
So did you love this ad?
Now, we're from America, but this isn't New York City or the Windy City or Sin City. And we're certainly no one's Emerald City.
This is the Motor City. And this is what we do.
So is that going to help Chrysler? Is that going to help Chrysler?
Well, I got to tell you, right? Do you know what the number one Google search is right now?
What?
It's this Chrysler ad imported from Detroit with M&M. 2 minutes long. I mean, think about that. What is it, 3 million for every 30 seconds?
30 million.
Oh, 30 million?
Oh, 3 million. No, you're right.
3 million for every 30 seconds.
So
this one is 2 minutes long.
M&M helps Chrysler.
I don't know. That's a good question for our listeners. Does it make you more likely to buy a car?
Do little sewed-on thumbs help Droid?
Oh, God,
that was
no.
The creepiest commercial of
no,
all.
No, that was... I don't know if
Google
that was creepier
really
than the test baby
brand.
Being thrown against the glass. That was creepy.
Google wants
also.
People to think that they're going
to
steal their thumbs.
Maybe
in Asia.
The takeaway is that the ads can hurt you more than help.
Yeah. Well, they're watchable one day out of the year. That's what one listener says.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.